sweetie girl. How's my favourite imp?
Go away!
Oh, don't be like that. I just heard you giggling at the trolls, so I know you must be feeling a teeny bit better.
I'm not! I'm feeling absolutely horrible! So you can just take that away. I'm not going to eat it.
Well, I'm not taking all of it away. Some of it's my lunch and I'm starving.
Food! Yeah. I never want to eat or drink again. Not ever, ever, ever. Not after Wednesday night.
Now, come on, Impy. You can't go on like this or you'll make yourself worse. Oh, you know, Mummy says you've absolutely got to drink, even if it's only a few sips. I brought you lovely cool spring water, look. Or warm mint tea. Now, which one will you have?
Never! I'm not doing it! Go away! You're making me miss the film!
Oh, we'll turn it on again later. Shriveled and purple. I think you'd look a bit funny going to rainbows like that, wouldn't you? You wouldn't fit into your uniform either. Used Mummy's Royal Doulton cup and saucer and everything. The one that you're always admiring. Don't tell on me though, will you? And for star's sake, don't drop it.
Because I won't drop it, silly. Oh, you make the bestest mint tea in the whole wild world, Bert.
Yes, Bert Poppins, that's me. Practically perfect in every way. As you're guzzling the tea I was going to have myself, I'll make do with spring water.
Poppins, you silly old lamb. So I give you a green umbrella with a parrot on the top.
And don't forget my carpet bag, Impy. Wow, look at that. You've nearly finished the cup. You must have been thirsty. You'll get a green tummy at this rate. Now, as you seem to be into green things...
No!
Oh, please, Impy, just try a couple of spoonfuls.
No! It'll just happen all over again, like Wednesday night. Don't want to!
No, it won't. It hasn't happened since Thursday afternoon. And anyway, if you will get yourself all worked up into a state and then eat a huge plate of Welsh pie and mashed potato with onion and butter, and a huge chunk of bearer breath and stars knows how many Welsh cakes, and then run around like a mad thing with your friends, you can expect nasty things to happen. Greedy little Impy Imp. I do make them. And anyway, who's always telling me that too many cakes and cookies are bad for you? That's what I want to know. Oh, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to eat my salad before it wilts.
That's celery in there.
Yes. And cos lettuce and radish and bean shoots. Oh, the bean shoots, they're just some bready. But you're never, ever going to eat food ever, ever, ever again, are you? So You won't want any of them, nor any of the nice, fresh, new celery hearts I got for you at the market for when you're better.
Are those my bread shapes?
What? Oh, yes. I cut them out for you to dip in this hot broth. I made little hearts look, and stars, and leaves, and even the shape of your Welsh hat. Oh, but I forgot. You won't be interested, because you don't want to try any of this nice light broth I made by simmering all your favourite veggies, including sweet corn, and then straining it all clear so that you could dip my soft homemade bread in it. I might as well just take it all away. Yes, I did, Impy. That whole outfit was so pretty. I'd never seen anything like it before. The red dress, then the pretty red and black checkered coat, then your cute little apron and frilly white shawl.
And then the hat, my big, tall, black hat with all the pretty white lace under the brim, just like the ladies in all the pictures I've been seeing in rainbows wear. That costume, it been worn by all to this Welsh ladies for hundreds of years.
That's right. Hey, where did that red Welsh hat go?
I don't know. I don't know where it's gone.
Well, it was there a second ago. I think Iggy the Fire Bobby must have taken it. Hey, and I'm sure I made three hearts. Now there's only one. Yes, Icky's definitely in here. Floating about invisible. Get out, Icky. Those bread shapes aren't for you. Tell him, Lacey Lou.
Get out, Icky.
Too late, he nicked the last heart. Sorry, Impy. And there's no more bread till I bake some later. What a rotten swizz. Are you sure you won't have a star before he gets them?
No, I told you. I can't eat anything at all. Not anything.
Oh, well. I thought you were a little star on Wednesday, Princess. There might have been 30 girls in that St. David's Day procession and in the concert, but I picked you out straight away. Even though you were all dressed the same, you were the prettiest.
I'm not the prettiest, Bert. Nikia, she's got the nicest face and beautiful eyes. And I heard Griffiths. She's got the longest, goldenest hair in rainbows. She's the prettiest. She's got the longest, longest, goldenest hair. Ever.
Yes, but neither of them is my sister. You are. So whatever you look like, you'd still be the prettiest girl in rainbows, Lacey Lou. And you are pretty anyway. Very. And I thought you sang the nicest too. So there. Much better than that big bully Skylar Harris anyway. She sang like a bullfrog. An out-of-tune bullfrog. Hey! That horrible fire bobby's eaten all your shapes, and I'm sure that soup's gone down a bit in the bowl. Don't say he's been dipping the shapes in and eating that too. Icky, how could you? I spent ages making that, especially for Lacey. She's not been a well girl. You leave that soup alone.
Well, he can have it. I can't eat, I told you. And I certainly can't eat anything that green. Yuck. Does your mummy make soup like this, Bert?
My mummy? Stars, no, Impy, not like that. We can rarely get veggies like you have. Onions, carrots, celery, sweet corn. We're lucky if we see them once a year.
Don't let's like veggies then.
Oh, moon above, yes, we do like them, sweetie girl. We love them. But it's really, really dangerous for us to go out foraging. That's what we call looking for our food, where veggies grow. Can you imagine if you were a farmer, or if you had a garden of veggies, and all of a sudden there were some gone, you didn't know where? You'd start watching out for thieves, wouldn't you? We can't ever put ourselves in a position where humans can find out about us. That would get us in lots and lots of trouble.
What kind of food does your mummy cook?
Oh, wild food, we call it. We leps can digest lots of stuff that you couldn't. Leaves, roots, berries, all kinds of things from plants.
Oh.
Tree bark, pine needles.
I wouldn't like that.
I know, not very appetizing. My mummy makes things like soups, stews, pies, and even cakes. But you couldn't eat them, Impy.
I wish I could see your mummy, Bert. And the little Cassie. I really want to see them. Why can't I? Maybe I can. I really, really want to.
One day you might, Lazy Loves. Would you like to snuggle down for a sleep now? Perhaps we'll try the soup again later on if you really can't eat it now.
Maybe. Maybe soon I'll be able to manage something. Never know.
Oh, I'll have to make some more anyway. It's all disappeared. Make sure that nasty Icky isn't here next time I come, okay? I don't make food for the pleasure of seeing him eat it all, you know. I'll be back later. Sleep well, sweetie. Elle?
Yes, Bert?
I've got it all into her.
You did? Oh, well done.
I did. She's just dropping off to sleep.
Oh, full marks that let. Well, well done, sweetie pie. All right, bring the tray in then and we'll get on with the next thing.